Welcome, everybody. This is another free preview teleseminar from the Boost Seminar Teleseminar Series. This is Jeff Mills, your host. I'm here along tonight with Paul Count. Say hello to everybody, Paul.
Hey, how are you doing?
So Paul's going to be talking tonight about internet marketing. He's going to give us some of his background to his life and since he was a wee lad to the last 14 years, because he's only 14 years old. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
But he looks like he's 14 years old. But he's going to be talking a little in just a few minutes from now, you guys. We're going to be first, before I bring on Paul, I do want to just go through some announcements, let you guys know, give you an update on what's happening with the Boost Seminar. There has been some changes. And so because of these changes, I want to let you guys know some of the new changes. We've got some new speakers that are replacing some old speakers. Some of the speakers have double booked, triple booked, and you know, if you've ever done event marketing before, you never know what's going to happen with your speakers. They all kind of say yes, and then at the last minute they go check with their wives or they check with their schedule and they go, oh shoot, I can't come because I already got like five things I'm doing that same weekend. So we've had a little swip swap going on, and that's okay because we've made it even better. Here's why. We got Mike Wu Ming coming to speak this year talking about how to generate leads in 86 seconds with a special tool he's got on the internet. It is an amazing tool. It's an amazing tool if you're a network marketer, if you're in real estate, if you're in the SEO consulting business and you're looking to generate leads of people who want websites built or people who want to sell homes or people who want to buy home-based businesses. His little doohickey is going to be a phenomenal mind blower for you. Don't want to miss that. Larry Loik is the new speaker we just added to the ticket today. He's replaced one of our other speakers. Larry owns a lot of different internet marketing technology that helps marketers on the internet get things done quicker. He's got a squeeze page maker. He's got a video making system. He's also a very well-known real estate investor in Southern California. He has his own real estate investing club that he's very well known for. I met Larry several years ago. Actually, I think I might have met him at my very first internet marketing conference way back in the day. 6 years ago. So we've kind of kept in touch over the years, and Larry has been grateful to say, yes, I'll fill in and I'll come and speak. So Larry's going to come speak and give you guys some fantastic information about using tools online as well as mobile marketing, like application marketing on like the iPhone and the Android systems. So some of you guys are really interested in mobile phone marketing. Larry's going to talk about that amongst other things. We got Jason Flatline coming to speak this year. You guys talking about membership sites, how to make a membership site, how to get that membership site profitable and, you know, generating sales, generating leads in 6 minutes. 6 minute membership sites. Membership sites are all the rage right now, but they're also very controversial with the new changes in the FTC, changes with Visa, MasterCard. You got to know how to do your membership sites correctly. Jason's going to show you how to do it. And by the time we have a break between one speaker and the second next speaker to go speak, you will have everything you need to know to go up to your room, create a membership site, and be back in the hotel meeting room before the next speaker speaks. That's pretty cool stuff. Adam Ginsberg is going to speak this year. Adam has like been like the godfather of eBay marketing. He's been marketing on eBay for like forever. He's like one of their high platinum sellers. You know, he sells millions and millions of dollars a year through eBay. He doesn't just grab junk in his house and kind of sell it on eBay. He uses it as a marketing channel. He's got systems developed to make eBay really easy, really fast, and speed it up so that everyone can have success with eBay. So you definitely want to check out what Adam's going to be bringing to the table. Okay, new speaker here. You guys probably never heard of this speaker before. Maybe some of you in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area, maybe you've heard of the next speaker. His name is Joey Smith. I met Joey in Dallas a few months back, and Joey is a great guy. Used to work with John Maxwell in Southern California as like the chief marketing officer for the whole John Maxwell system, you know, Enjoy and all the different leadership books that John Maxwell has put out. He used to be a former pastor in Southern California, and then he went into the business world. I guess that's kind of a trend, you know, like me, you know, kind of being a former pastor, going into the business world. It's kind of a good thing to do. Anyway, so Joey is now not working for John Maxwell anymore. He now has his own internet marketing consulting business. And Joey's going to come talk about traffic, how to get more traffic, how to get more people to come to your websites and check out your stuff. He's got all kinds of tricks up his sleeve for getting traffic to your website. Very cheap, inexpensive, free traffic all the way up to paid traffic. He's going to show you guys exactly how to do that. Okay, we got Clay Wooten this year coming to speak. Clay is works with Marshall Silver, and Marshall Silver couldn't be here this year, so Clay is going to be filling in for Marshall and bringing in a little bit of a fun time for everybody on Friday night of our get together, March the 19th, here in the St. Paul area. at the seminar room, we are going to have a VIP dinner where all the VIPs and the speakers are going to meet together to have a private meeting, a private dinner. And then after the private dinner is done, then the whole general public can come, and we've got a special hypnosis show. Clay is a hypnotist, and he's going to be doing some fun stuff with hypnotism, teaching you guys about hypnotism and how it works. And then he speaks on Saturday morning, talking about, you know, how to get more power, more persuasion, how to overcome obstacles in your life, how to have self-mastery to overcome any obstacle. And, you know, a lot of you are just banging your heads against the wall because you keep failing in your business. You can't get leads. You can't get sales. You can't get traffic. And it's not working out for you like you thought it was going to be working out for you. It might not be the how-to that's broken down in the system. It might be something going on internally in the mind that it's not a bad thing, but it's just that a lot of us have some negative junk in our minds, and we don't know how to get rid of it. We don't know how to reprogram our thinking so that success comes. Clay's going to help you reprogram and debug your system so you can become a successful internet marketer. You guys are going to absolutely love this guy. Mike O'Neill, Loy Ruff, two great, incredible speakers in social media are going to be coming and really dissecting everything that's going on in the social media landscape, teaching you guys about LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, how to use those tools as marketing tools, marketing channels, where you send marketing messages. But not just, you know, as a spamming tool, but a connecting tool. You know, how to really connect with people with the social media, to build relationships, find friendships, you know, because social media is supposed to be social. You're supposed to, like, you know, get to know people with it. I'm not so good at that, I'll be honest. I'm not always the best guy with social media. I don't know about you, Paul, if you, like, hang out on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
I don't hang out enough on there.
Yeah. We probably should.
I do fine without it.
We're going to have to learn from Mike and Lori what's going on with the social
That's
media
right.
stuff. They're LinkedIn experts. They've got over like 20 combined. They got close to like 50,000 connections on LinkedIn. Like, they're one of the top 24 people on LinkedIn. They've been with it since the beginning, way back in the day.
That's awesome.
Okay, Keith Wellman's going to speak this year. Keith Wellman is coming up from Atlanta. He's going to be talking about video marketing and video skinning and how to have automated sales with your video marketing, like how to set up affiliate marketing sites so that you can sell other people's stuff with video skinning. And, you know, Keith's done this for several other products out there that he's been able to sell on the internet. Just with putting a video on a website, he sold like tons of golf products for some guy's golf product. It's pretty cool stuff. So you want to check out how to use video the way Keith does to sell a bunch of stuff and make a bunch of money. I'm all about that. I love using video. I love watching video. If you actually go to the sales letter for the Boost seminar, you'll see there's no sales letter. It's a video. It's just a video and a button that says buy, because we make it really simple. But you know what? There is a sales letter coming because some people want a sales letter. They want to see the speaker bios. They want to get to know the speakers a little bit. So we will have some sales letter stuff coming. Okay, Greg Caesar is going to speak this year. He's a new addition, got added here. He replaced one of our other speakers who was not able to make it. Greg Caesar battled this last year and a half. He has been battling this blood clot that came into his leg. He's a real known internet marketer, but the blood clot really took him down and out for several months. So this is going to be his first time back on the stage. Back in old form, he's excited to get back in to teach people what's going on with Google AdWords and how to do Google AdWords, how to market with pay-per-click marketing successfully, how to avoid the Google slaps, how to not get your account banned, which is happening right now like crazy. Google is banning lots of people's accounts for marketing bad programs, and so you don't want to have that happen to you. All right. So then we've got Reed Florin coming to speak this year. Reed is a good friend of mine. I met Reed in 2006 when he came and sat in the front row of my very first internet marketing seminar that I put on in 2006, the Midwest Super Conference. And Reed is a list builder, and Reed teaches people how to build giant email lists. And he averages about $1 or more for every email he sends to his list. And that means he's got a list of over 100,000. So if he sends out an email, there's a possibility he can make about $100,000 a month with his email database. He's also an expert at how to get joint ventures started, how to hook up with people, do email list swaps, how to hook up with people and do joint venture promotions where you do teleseminars and webinars together to promote products, to build your list and sell more things together. These are all very important things you guys need to know and learn so that you can be successful with joint ventures, and Reed's going to teach it to you so you guys can start doing it. And then last speaker we've got speaking this year is Stephen Beck, coming in from Texas. Stephen's another good friend of mine that I've known for several years. Met him at a seminar. I cannot tell you how important it is that you go to internet marketing events, because that's where you meet people. That's where you meet the playmakers and the people who can make things happen. And Stephen was just getting started back then, just like I was. We were both getting started on the internet at the same time. And Stephen's got this killer product he's created. It's called Get Wildly Wealthy with Webinars. And he is teaching people how to make six-figure incomes a year simply using GoToWebinar. And gosh, did you see the news today, Paul, about GoToWebinar?
No. What news are you talking about?
They just like quintupled their prices.
Oh yeah. Oh, that news. Yeah, I saw that.
Now you could get a webinar for we can put 1,000 people on a webinar for $99 a month. You know, for everyone who's grandfathered into the system. As of today, you can put 99 people on a webinar for $99 a month, or 100 people on a webinar for...
Exactly.
And then they've got like $500 a month to put 1,000 people on a webinar.
They really raised their prices. I had a conversation with them today about that.
Yeah, they totally...
I got grandfathered, though.
they totally raised their prices. It's a good thing and a bad thing. It's going to create less competition for you, because it's going to push a lot of people out of the market. But those who have the money to get in, I mean, honestly, I could make, you know, several $1,000s in one webinar, paying for the whole webinar's, you know, services for the whole year. And so that's what you guys want to do. You want to make your money, pay for your webinar services, and then everything for the whole year is paid for. It's all gravy. Start small, build as you grow. You know, most people don't put 100 people on a webinar, honestly. So $99 a month is not that big of a deal. So you guys want to learn how to sell with webinars. We're not doing webinars for the preview calls. We could, but I figure you guys don't want to stare at my mouse on my computer screen while Paul talks the whole time, because that'd be kind of boring. So then the next speaker that brings us to is the speaker we've got here tonight, Paul Counts. And so here's how I met Paul. First time I met Paul was in a year and a half ago. It was down... however you want to say it. It was over in, it was over in San Francisco at my friend Alejandro's event, the Illuminate Conference for Christian marketers. And it was a good conference. And so Paul and I hung out a lot. We sat there and talked about internet marketing. He showed me a lot of tricks. I learned how to do a lot of the things I'm doing on the internet from Paul. Believe it or not, I learned from Paul how to do affiliate data blogging. Yeah, he's the one that messed me up. He's the one that taught me how to build automatic blogs that make money on autopilot without having to do anything, which Paul does on accident. He makes money on accident. Now, Paul lives down in Oklahoma still, right? Are you still in Oklahoma?
Yep, still in Oklahoma, yep.
And how old are you again, 14?
20. I had 10 years, so 24.
24 years old, yep. Married, what, 24. Two kids?
Two kids, yeah, 10 months and 3 years old. Yep.
And how's life working on the internet nowadays?
Oh, it is awesome. It's the best thing I've ever. I could never work a real job.
You're unemployable.
I love it. Well, I am unemployable, exactly.
How did you get to be an internet marketer?
How did I get to do it? It was actually about 8 years ago. Nine years ago. I was working when I was in like high school. Freshman year of high school, I was working for a custom screen print embroidery company as a sales rep, and they had a website, you know, or I kept telling them they needed a website because I was trying to send proofs and examples, you know, to my customers. And, you know, I was like a young kid, you know, I always had an entrepreneurial mind, you know, I was selling pencils in the second grade, you know, so I always knew I wanted a business. So, so anyhow, that's a long story, but anyways, I was, you know, doing this with them and, you know, doing this work. And you know, I had Hotmail, and back then, I mean, I know say back then, I'm a young guy, but still, back 9 years ago, Hotmail would only let you send an attachment of like 100 kilobytes or something, you know, it was real small. And I was trying to send 2 megabyte files, and I'm like, you guys need your own website, you know, all this stuff. Well, finally, the company got their own website, And they're like, well, since you wanted us to get it, why don't you learn how to market it, you know? So then I started doing marketing for the site. Well, then after doing that for about a year, the owner of the company pulled me aside and was like, you know, you're really good at this, and I feel guilty paying you minimum wage. Let me get you a big-time client, you know? So it was when I was in high school, so I landed a $1,000 client, you know, to do some press release marketing for. And they loved that, and there was just one referral after another. And so my business just kept growing on referrals, and I was doing – one of the big mistakes I kept making was, I was like working for other people still. I was doing a lot of SEO and work like that for other people. And it was, and I still do some of that, but I'm very picky as far as who I work with now. And it was just like this past, going on now 2 years now, where I've really, like, I got my own products out there, started creating my own content, and things just really started picking up for me. You know, I got my own radio show, got established, started doing more speaking events, and it just kind of grew from there. And so, you know, so that's kind of where, you know, things kind of took off, and I started focusing more on making myself my best paying customer, you know, so I've started to become almost, you know, I guess you could say it's selfish, but not really, but I mean, it's not really selfish because I'm doing this for my family, but more or less, I want to help, you know, basically help more people. I can help more people, give people more information than I could when I was working one-on-one. And so I have more free time though, because, you know, I could sell a digital product that people get all night long. And when I was with customers, I was always on the phone all day. And so, you know, really my internet marketing career really took off the past couple of years, you know, and it's just continually taken off. You know, my list has grown, you know, tremendously. I mean, literally just from the start of this year, you'll be shocked, I've actually doubled my list size just since the start of this year.
The year's only 2 months old.
What's that?
The year's only 2 months old.
I know. It was nuts. It was, you know, I just started just getting serious and taking.
It's not hard to double
action.
Your list when you've only got 10 people on it. I can understand that.
Well, yeah, no, I have more than that. So okay. I've added, like, you know, it's going on now about 4,000 people since the start of the year have jumped on my list. And I guess it's more than doubled, so.
No.
It was pretty small. Like, I hadn't focused much on other stuff, but I was making a lot of, you know, good money doing stuff. But what were you going to say?
I was going to say, here's the big question people always ask me. I'm going to put you back in the day to the day you decided you were going to go full-time, burn the ships at the shore.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know if you were married at the time yet, and you said, this is all I'm going to do. I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to start making money on the internet, because that's what everybody wants to do. They want to quit their job and start making money on the internet. So what led you to the point where you knew you could do that, and then how did you sustain yourself by making an income on the internet?
One of the things, okay, so what led me to that was I was working, it was ridiculous. I was going to school online, and I was married at the time, going to school on the internet, Washington State University online. I was working a job that basically they put me on salary, which I thought was a cool thing, you know, so, and I also had a few SEO clients, and I was working like literally 60 hours a week in that job, working about 10 or 15 hours on the SEO stuff and then doing school. I mean, I was just burning the midnight oil all the time, and it was just like, this is too much. And, you know, it took a major leap of faith, you know, to finally tell my wife, you know, or tell my wife, hey, you know, and she wanted me to do this too, because she was sick of me always being gone. And I'm like, I'm just going to go for it. And what really got me established, you know, to where I would know things would be sustainable was I started really just really taking action on getting customers, like doing work for other people. And it can be very profitable when you do it this way. Now, it's a good thing, like, because, Jeff, you talk a lot about outsourcing, how important that is. But a lot of people, when they're starting out, they can really get started and learn a lot of the stuff by actually doing some of the work for other people. There's a lot of marketers that need help, a lot of business owners out there, small business owners. I mean, you can reach out and do work for them. And then once you get good, you can start outsourcing more things. But really, what happened is I started, you know, just getting out there and doing some freelance work. And that's really when things started picking up and I started learning more. And then after, and I never even got to mention this yet, but I started a online pet store, like a pet business, and it was an e-commerce store called Petronic.com, and so that was one thing that kind of established me. And then soon after, it was like a couple years later, I guess it's now been 2 years since I've done this, but I sold a major online property for somebody as a go-between, and it was just kind of leveraging just relationships that I'd had just from doing, you know, freelance work, you know, that this stuff kind of transpired. And I did one deal where, you know, it made me $50,000 just by being a middleman, you know, or it was like $73,000. I haven't got paid the other, I get paid the other portion later this year. But, you know, it was a deal where I sold a website. I was a broker on it, sold for $730,000. You know, I made 10% commission.
What?
On a, How
much?
It was $730,000, and I made 10% of that, as you know, because I was the middleman on the deal. And that was just an example. I mean, so $73,000.
Why would someone pay that much money for a website, for a domain name?
Oh, it was a website business. It was already established. It was making money. But there was no property that went with it except for a few bags of coffee. I mean, there was no property. It was all digital. And it's a completely other way people can make money online, you know. It has nothing to do with what I'm even really going to be talking about. But, I mean, it just goes to show there's so many ways to generate income. And making money doing, like creating websites to end up selling. I mean, these things we're building here, it's an asset, you know. We're building businesses here. And a lot of people don't look at it that way. They just look at it as a hobby and stuff. And if you start looking at it like a business, it's like, you know, hey, your list is an asset, you know. Everything you have, you know, is a business asset. Now, I'm not saying you'd go sell your list, because that'd be stupid, because your list is huge for you. But in the case of, like, you know, these e-commerce type sites, I mean, you can get sometimes one to two times sales, you know. Like that site, when it sold, it was selling about $500,000 a year of merchandise, you know. But somebody was willing to pay $735,000 or something like that is what they're willing to pay, you know, for that business. And so they sold it for more than what, you know, they were earning as far as just income. And it wasn't even like that was all profit, too. We're talking like they're selling things like coffee machines and products such as that, you know. So
whatever happened to the Petronix?
To that deal, the best way to put that one is there's a just a business partnership deal that I don't want to go into publicly, but but yeah, there are just some areas there that are kind of iffy.
That's another lesson you need to learn about internet marketing. Yes, we all encourage joint ventureships. We all encourage you to hook up with people and partner up. But you know what? You never know what's in the heart of another human being. That's what one of my mentors taught me. And be very careful about your partnerships and who you choose to do business with, you know, and form partnerships with. Because, unfortunately, I mean, honestly, most of them go bad. There's not a lot of really good partnerships that actually work out for the long haul. I was just reading some blogs today about a couple internet marketers who are, like, evil now to each other. Like, they were, like, buddy, best friends. And many people would know who I'm talking about. They had a great organization doing seminars in Atlanta. And they talked about stomping search engines. And the two people who had that, you know, business together are no longer friends. And lots of, you know, bad things are happening because of that. So partnerships, not so good sometimes. That's one of the lessons you learn with marketing online. Sometimes you need to go it alone, and sometimes you need your friends with you. And that's what we're all about. We're all about friendship. And building businesses together and sharing information freely, letting people pick our brains. That's what Paul did. I was sitting in the lobby at the hotel in San Francisco. I'm like, Paul, like, how do you build these data feed websites? He's like, I'll show you. And he, like, literally took his laptop computer and said, I did this, 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 and this. And he built a whole data feed website which sold Halloween costumes, and it took him all over, like, 15 minutes to do it. And that inspired me to want to go out and do that kind of stuff. So now we do that kind of thing as well, as many other people do as well. Okay, so right now what you're focused in is a topic called PLR. And let's just kind of give a little history lesson to what PLR is, and then we'll talk about why it's important.
Definitely, yeah. Well basically what PLR is, it's private label rights. I mean, that basically means it's content that you have the rights to reuse, repurpose, turn around and sell as your very own product. It means you can completely change the name of the product, so it's your very own product, and that's really the power of private label rights. You can take change the name of it, you know, call it your own product, and it's actually, you know, you teach a lot about outsourcing, you know, and in some ways, buying a good, solid private label rights content is every bit as good as outsourcing, you know, because you're paying somebody a fee. And the product's already created for you. Most of the time, the sales materials are done for you. I mean, really, it's as simple as uploading the file, editing your picture out maybe, or having somebody edit it out, you know, paying somebody to maybe change your graphics a little bit so it's unique, and then boom, you've got a product. Because, like, product creation costs, you know, spends a lot of money. And the beauty of private label rights is, like, you don't even have to be an expert. And I'll give you an example. Like, I just bought private label rights, too, and I buy private label rights all the time because I love it, because I know how to reuse, repurpose it, and make profits with it, you know. And, you know, so that's one of the things I buy a lot of still is good, solid private label rides. Not only do I sell products that people can resell, and the products that I do, I try to make them, you know, try to keep them really, you know, as far as, like, not a lot of the junky ones that you see floating around out there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of PLR that's been around, you know, since, like, 2000 that
years.
People are still selling. Hey, we've got like a 5 gigabyte PLR package for you. You can own every single PLR property that's ever been created since the history of the internet.
Oh yeah, a lot of it's a joke. Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and so, you know, really what PLR does. Well, I'll go over my example here because I forgot to mention that, but. A stock trading course. It was on stock trading. I know nothing about trading stocks. You know, I'm an internet marketer, and you know, I really haven't done much as far as, you know, really done any investing and, you know, things like that. I've bought a stock here or there, thinking it would be work out, but it never did. You know, but I never really knew much about it. Well, there's this great course out there on stock trading, and absolutely phenomenal course. You know, really well laid out. But I got private label rights to it. Now I'm in the process of repurposing, rebranding that product. And I'm going to do a launch in the stock trading niche, a niche I know nothing about, but yet I still can do a product launch in it because of private label rights, you know. And you know, like having your own product, I mean, I know your business probably took off, Jeff, once you got your own product out there, right? You know, people all of a sudden think, well, this guy is a guru. He knows what he's talking about, right?
Instant credibility. It's like a book. It's like becoming a book author. You say, hey, would you like to buy my product? Hey, would you like to try my product and see how it helps you speed things up, make things like life and better, faster, quicker, cheaper, whatever, you know? And people kind of get excited about that. It's like creating, like I said in the email I sent down to everyone tonight, it's like creating a product without creating a product. And you have it instantly.
Exactly.
And you know what? Some people, think, are so lazy, they'll just take it right out of the box and sell it as is, won't they?
Oh, yeah, they will, which is fine, too, because you can still make money with that. But, like, even if you, like, were to rebrand it just a little bit, like, even just change the name of it, you'd be that far further ahead from everybody else. And a lot of people don't even do that step, but like, it's what's amazing about it is it's like most of these, they let you slap your name on as the author too, you know. And some people are like for example, the videos I make, it's my voice and stuff, and there's people like like a female might buy it and they'll be like, well, your voice is a male, you know. And it's like, well, it doesn't really matter, because most people, you know, most of the time people end up, you know, like if a female, you know, releases a product and it's a male voice, they're going to be like, ooh, you didn't create it. But a lot of times, so many people are outsourcing products that people really aren't going to know the difference, you know. And people get caught up and they're like, well, I'm not going to buy that because it's got a male voice on it. I'm not going to buy this because of this. And a lot of times, you know, they're just trying to find an excuse as to why they don't need it. But the fact is that PLR works for anybody, male, female, whatever nationality you are, you know, whether you have an accent or don't have an accent. I mean, just some of the names of the marketers that buy private label rights that I've discovered that buy from me and things like that. I'm just, you know, throwing these out. These are big name marketers that you guys are probably on their list. There's a very good chance you've probably actually purchased some of their products that were created, that were private label rights. And I see these names come through. I don't want to give away, you know, big names of all these guys, but you see names come through, these big marketers, and you're like, you know, it's like, since these guys see the value in it, I mean, we're talking guys that have written big-time books, big-time speakers all over the world, you know, that buy private label rights stuff. I mean, they buy it from me, they buy it from other people, they buy it all over because it's easy, you know, because it works, because it's effective. And, you know, the gurus they swear by PLR. If they find a good source for PLR, they're going to constantly buy it because, I mean, time is important, you know, and it's like, it would take them a long time to have to create a product, you know, like this, or to have to outsource it, you know, pay somebody to outsource it, it might cost them a lot of money. So they could pay, you know, a smaller fee and get private label rights to it, change around the product name a little bit. I mean, some of these people that have bought PLR, they do such a good job rebranding it, I can't even tell it's my product unless they told me, you know, like you really have to dig deep to see that it was my product. You know, obviously you see it once you watch the videos, but the way they rebrand it on the outside, it doesn't even look like it's that product. So anyways, the point is that the gurus use it. It's a great, fast, effective method, and I'm going to be talking about all sorts of strategies for using private label rights.
Are you going to talk about how to create your own private label rights, too?
I will actually talk some about that. Yeah, actually, that is something that I've actually thought of adding to the presentation that would make it even killer. So, yeah, it's a good point you brought up, because I think that'd be cool where I could teach people how, because getting in the business of selling PLR is a really sweet deal, you know? And also, what's cool about it, I'll tell you an example. Okay, so I just outsourced for somebody to create some articles for me that I'm going to turn around and sell the PLR rights to my list, you know. So I outsourced somebody, and they're going to be coming to me kind of like the outsourcers, you know, because they're buying the PLR from me. But it, you know, really, I didn't have to do any of the work. I didn't have to research these articles and write them, you know. So it's just a package of articles, but I can make some very fast income on it, you know, because the list wants it, you know. And PLR products, I find they convert really well. And I'll throw out some forums that I use that you can really sell PLR on. I mean, we're talking fast money. We're talking, you know, money now kind of stuff, you know. And that's the beauty of making your own private label rights and selling it as well. So, and if you actually are somebody that people can rely on for good private label rights, they're going to keep coming back and back and back to buy.
Well, let me give you an example. Let me give you guys an example of how I just recently bought some private label rights. So what I have a coaching program. We've got several hundred people in our coaching program who all want to learn how to make money with WordPress blogs. And I can give them bits and pieces of WordPress, you know, and I've been doing that. But they needed a full-on, complete, from soup to nuts system on even how to install a WordPress blog, to all the way up to how to put all the magic plugins on it and how to make it super search engine friendly, to selling, you know, AdSense on there and affiliate products on there, to making tons of money with the blog. They needed that kind of a product that was A to Z. And I didn't want to go sit there and make it, because that was going to take me a long time. And I'm not into, but, you know, doing things that take me a long time. So I found this guy who was selling the private label rights, and they were WordPress tutorials. It was like 81, 85 WordPress tutorials from soup to nuts, you know, from here's what to do to install WordPress from your hosting account, all the way to how to make a ton of money, turn your WordPress blog into a membership website, build a list with a WordPress blog. You know, it's intense. And the guy's got a little bit of an accent. You know, he's not a U.S. person. He's actually a foreigner. But he speaks very clear English, and so it's easy to understand. And I give that to all the people who join my coaching program as a bonus. It's a very valuable bonus. It's like a $500 bonus with this killer training on WordPress that all my coaching students can now give to their virtual assistants, so that the virtual assistants can get trained on how to build these WordPress blogs for them. Or they could watch the videos themselves and do it themselves if they're into that kind of thing, which is torture, hard work, you know, in my mind. But hey, everybody's different. They all float their boat a different way. That's cool. How are you seeing people using PLR and for different types of niches and different kind of products that are being created?
I see a lot of different ways. I've seen people, you know, take private label rights and use them as bonuses, you know, for like these big launches. And I do this with PLR products as well. I just finished number five in a big launch. And I have a fairly small list as far as marketers go. I've really, because this is the year I'm like, this is it. I got to start growing things, you know. And, so basically, with a fairly small list, but because I had some killer bonuses that was content that, that it was just PLR content, you know, that I was using, I was actually, you know, the bonuses were good. It was good, solid content, but I was able to generate a, you know, large amount of commissions, you know, $6,000 over 3 days, you know, in commissions. I won a computer. I won a, you know, some weather station thing, you know, all in this little product launch, you know, thing. For, it wasn't even my product. You know, I was just being an affiliate for it. I got a few emails. We were hanging out at a home and garden show in Ohio with my wife's family. This was just in January. And, you know, it's just like proves the show. And this was mainly because of private label rights, because I had a better bonus than everybody else using private label rights. So that's one example of how you can use it and how I've seen people use PLR. And, you know, another sweet way to use it is to, I've had some students of mine that are actually setting up little membership sites, like, you know, just small membership sites that are just, you know, residual, you know, continuity programs. You said, you know, Jason, is it Jason, right? Is going to be talking about membership sites at the event.
Yeah.
These are ways they're basically setting up little membership sites taking PLR content. They're not having to create anything. They get paid month after month, you know, from these little membership sites. That's another example of it. I mean, there's people that have taken this content and created, I'm kind of embarrassed by it when I see some of my students do it. They've actually taken some of my content, turn into home study courses. You know, we're talking Thud Factor, the big, massive home study course that they slap a $500 price tag on. You know, I mean, that's, that just shows you the power of private label rights, you know, that you really, the sky's the limit, you know, because it's like, and everything from just your standard product, you know, it sells for $37. I mean, I got an email from a guy I've never heard of. He didn't seem like it sounded like he had a huge list to start with, smaller marketer. He just set up one of my products, got some affiliates to promote it, did over 10,000 plus in sales in 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, you know, this is a guy that was from nowhere, you know, but he took a private label rights content, you know, and I'm going to be talking about how to do these kind of things in my talk. But, I mean, it just goes to show that instant credibility. Now this guy has a product, you know, now he can participate in these giveaway events, keep building his list, he can do ad swaps, you know, I mean, just all this stuff that started with having your own product. And, I mean, I'm telling you, since I had my own product, I got asked to do my own radio show, you know, just different things like that. I mean, it's just like things really took off for me after I had my own product, and that's how it happens for all internet marketers. And so, you know, PLR is really a fast way to get that done. You can outsource it, you know, but it might cost you a lot of money. It might take a lot of time to find somebody that's good enough to be able to record the videos for you and stuff like that, or to create the ebooks. But, I mean, if you can get a good source for PLR, you can do a lot of things. So I'll be talking about all the different things, you know, different ways people can make money with PLR at the event. So.
Awesome. That's what people want to know. Excuse me. That's what people want to know.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they want to know. They want to know how this PLR stuff is going to benefit them, you know, and how
exactly. They
can save time, how they can make money with the whole PLR concept. Now, for the people who are like doing this a lot, I mean, is there good money in this industry? I mean, is it or is it just pennies?
Oh, yeah. As far as, I mean, if you're one that's selling it, there's a lot of good money in it. If you're one that's actually taking it and rebranding it, there's a ton of money as well. I mean, there's money in all sorts of angles of the PLR industry. If you're good, I mean, the key is that you do quality. Like, if you create some really quality ebooks that you sell PLR to, I mean, you will have no problem selling stuff, you know, because people will continually come back. What I find with my customers, I mean, they are buyers. They come back, and they come back, and they come back for more, you know, because they like it. And once they settle on a source, they're begging you. I get emails every other day or so, I mean, saying, hey, when are you releasing something next, you know, because they found a good source. I mean, if you're a creator of it, of PLR content, there's a lot of money to be made. And if you're somebody that actually is good at rebranding it, even if you have a small list, 500 people, 1,000 people, you know, you can quickly take a PLR product. I just got an ebook just yesterday, last night. It cost me $17. It was on Info Products. I'm going to be able to sell that thing for, you know, probably between $17 and $27 a piece. But I've got a list. I mean, boom, with just an email, I might make $1,000 to $1,500 just with one email. You know, I can throw that product on ClickBank. I could, you know, set it up with Rapid Action Profits, you know, and get 100% front-end commission, you know, give my affiliates 100% front-end commission and upsell them with a one-time offer of some sort. You know, where I make money, and on the front end, I'm collecting buyers, you know, buyers' email addresses, which are very valuable because then they're going to be buyers of my products too. I mean, there's so many angles. There's so much money to be made with the make money online internet marketing niche. And the thing is like, I mean, I told you the stock trading example. I was just giving you examples of how people have done this in just the IM niche. And a big mistake I see people make is they just, like, get so focused on this make money online, internet marketing, affiliate marketing sector, you know, that they totally forget that business opportunities and home business is like huge, but yet they're targeting all these keywords like internet marketing, make money online, those kind of words, instead of like going after phrases like home business. Because, I mean, you do like home business type stuff, you know, those kind of things. And, I mean, some of those programs, it might cost people $800 to get into. Well, if you offered a good, you know, package that you took and rebranded that you had PLR to, say you throw it up there and you got some of those home business opportunity type seekers and you have a price tag of $97 to $197, they'd be beating down your door to jump into that program, especially if you're like pitch it to the angle of, hey, you don't even have to talk to your friends, you know, to do this one. So they'd probably be jumping all over you. So I mean, there's literally, like, I've looked it up on Google. I mean, it's in the millions of people just on Google that are looking up these kind of phrases about making extra money, home business. I mean, so if you find a good source of internet marketing PLR, you can make a killing. I've got PLR products in the weight loss niche market that I've got set up. I'm building a list in the weight loss niche. All I did was put up the squeeze page. I have yet to drive any traffic to it, and I've already got a list growing in the weight loss niche market just because of a good private label rights content in the weight loss. So, I mean, I've been able to jump into stock trading niche, weight loss niche, and other niche markets with PLR. So, I mean, there's so many different directions you can go with it. So, but yeah, I'm going to be talking about a lot of possibilities at the event, ways you can generate income with it, you know, fast income strategies and all that.
That's awesome. I think you got people pretty excited there, Paul, about the possibilities with PLR, because they're going to like it because it's instant product creation, just a few tweaks, and you can make these products as though it's your own. And then many of them come with already done websites, already done sales letters. All you got to do is change the PayPal button to point to your PayPal address instead of the guy who's created it. And then you slap it up on the internet, and now you've got your own product. And when someone buys it, they go to your PayPal, pay you, and then they go to the download page and download the product as though you made it yourself. It's almost like stealing. It almost feels sneaky. It almost feels like, gosh, I shouldn't like be able to do this because it's so easy. I mean, but it's true, right? I mean, it makes money and people accept it. It's cool.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. And, I mean, it really is. It really is powerful, a powerful way to do, you know, your marketing. You know, and one thing, I mean, with PLR, it is there's so many possibilities. It is very sneaky almost. And, I mean, it's even one of those things with, like, hey, if you get PLR to, let's say 10 ebooks over the course of the year, and you throw up 10 little websites, or you outsource somebody just to throw them up there for you, you know, with that, the power of that is that often now you've got 10 little websites. Even if you sell one product a day that makes you, and the thing is, you make 100% profits if you sell it. It's not like affiliate marketing. And what I also like about it, though, is you can bring on affiliates because it's your own product, you know. And a lot of people, you can do that with resale rights products, but a lot of times affiliates are like, oh, I've seen that product before. I'm not promoting that. Well, I've done a product launch, you know, with where I combined my products with somebody else's, you know, and I didn't sell rights to the product or anything. But we had, you know, a lot of people join a membership program. We had, you know, made some good income up front. We had affiliates promote this, and it was using content that was, you know, private label rights. It was just rebranded, repurposed, you know, content. And it, you know, people bought it. People loved the content, you know, so it doesn't take away from the content, you know. But, I mean, it just goes to show you can have big hitters promote for you, you know, big affiliates promote you. You can have small affiliates. I mean, there are literally thousands. You would not believe, since I've launched, you know, this, you know, one of the products I have out there, how many, like, small affiliates are out there that can generate a pile of money for you. I mean, we're, you know, people like we may say small because nobody knows about them, but, I mean, they still have a heavy hitters list of 7,000 to 15,000 people, and we don't even know about them. And I've been uncovering a lot of these people, you know, that have been able to bring out of the woodwork and help promote for me. And there's tons of them sitting there in easing articles. I mean, it's like once you have a PLR product, you can take it, you can set it up, and then, I mean, there's just some killer things you can do with it. You can have affiliates promote it for you. You can have, you know, an exit pop-up going so that you can build a massive list. I mean, there, you know, you can even have that list building. The product you're giving away, that could be a product that you had PLR to that you could give away if they give you that right. So, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, you can list build, you can make money, you can cash in multiple ways with PLR. So, I mean, I would recommend, you know, PLR to any internet marketer, new or advanced.
Paul, let's talk about, change the subject here a little bit, and we're going to wind the call down.
Yeah.
The subject is, talk about how going to internet marketing seminars has really benefited you in your business. How has it helped you?
Oh, it has been huge. You know, I'll give you an example. You mentioned Stephen Beck as one of them. We did a couple of very profitable joint ventures just this past year where, you know, we've each paid, you know, good money. We were just, you know, I was providing content, you know, for his members, sold a, you know, a package on SEO and different things. You know, I mean, that was just one example of a guy I met at a conference. You know, we did a joint venture. We made some good money there. Have a new friend, you know, just because of that event. I met you at that event, have a new internet marketing friend, a guy that, you know, like, for a while, you know, I used to follow what you were doing online, you know, and then boom, here you were at an event, and I had met you, you know, and got to interact with you. I mean, and that was just like a really cool, you know, cool example of how I was able to meet, you know. And it's like when you get face-to-face with people, like another example, I was at an event, met Jeff Wellman at an event. He and I are now business partners, and, you know, we're doing a lot of different things together, making good money together, doing the different products. You know, we bounce ideas off each other all the time. You know, we have new things always cooking. I met him at an event. I wasn't speaking at an event, so I don't want you guys to think, well, Paul, you were just speaking at an event. Well, no, I actually was not speaking at an event. You know, I was not speaking at the event. It was 2000, It was 2007 was my first internet marketing event, and that was about like the turning point for my career. As you guys could pace back to my timeline, I mean, I'd been doing this for a while, but I hadn't really kicked it in gear. It was at that event I met, I got to reconnect with Frank Souza. Many of you have heard who Frank Souza is, you know, an amazing marketer, traffic geyser, creator. He and I met on an airplane once, believe it or not, but we never really got reconnected when I was at this event. Next thing I know, you know, we're really good friends talking. I get plugged into a mastermind group because of that. I mean, we're just talking, it's an amazing chain of events. It was like a snowball effect or a butterfly effect, if you will, for internet marketers, but it was just a huge effect for my business just by being at an event. I mean, to have that face-to-face interaction, to be able to meet people, you know, to meet some of the speakers, you know, I was able to talk and network with people that I had been on their list, you know, and it was like really cool, you know, to be able to meet them. And, you know, it was just kind of a cool thing, you know, to be able to see people face-to-face that you'd been on their list maybe, you know, to talk to them. They're more accessible. The first event I went to even had about 500 or 600 people. It was a big, big event. It was like one of those world internet summits. But even then, I was still able to connect with some of the speakers and some really big, heavy hitters, you know. And it was all I was just outgoing, you know. I was willing to say hi. But, I mean, even if you don't meet some of the big guys, there's a lot of people that are just like you starting out. And I was able to connect with people that were in a very similar situation when I was in my first event that I was able to really connect with, and we were able to form a nice friendship and be able to really bounce ideas off. You know, it was really good because we're in the same, you know, level and everything as far as our business goes. And it was just really powerful and really cool. So
that's awesome.
I got to say live events are where it's at.
That's where it's at. That's why we do these things. We do the Boost seminar and we put all these people together in one incubator for 3 days for a reason. It's because accelerated learning takes place within 72 hours and you will learn more in 3 days than you would probably in 3 years. I kid you not. That's how fast the accelerator speeds up your learning curve. You get killer content. Oh, yeah. You get killer relationships, joint ventures, networking, and it's fun. It's also fun. It's not like boring lectures, you know, sitting there like listening to people talk at the front of the room and go, gosh, why is this guy speaking? I can't believe he's here. No, we're having a good time, and we make it fun for people. We give away prizes. We got all kinds of things, special things in store for everybody. So what we're going to do here, guys, tonight is we're going to wind it down. We're going to close down the teleseminar. And I'm going to leave you guys with a few thoughts, and I'm going to leave you with a call to action that you need to follow up on right now and take action on this. And here's what's going to happen. We've got 14 people that are going to be speaking this year at the Boost seminar. I gave you a list of who they all were at the very beginning of this audio of this call tonight. And so if you came in late, you know, watch the replay. You can get replays of all the past speakers real easily. You go to boostseminar.com/replay. It's real easy. It's simple. boostseminar.com/replay. And that'll get you all set up to watch and listen to the replays from the past presenters. They got great content. You guys want to go and get to know who the speakers are and some of their content? Listen to those audios. Start now because we're about 5 weeks away from the seminar. Secondly, I provided my coaching students a free ticket to this event, and we've got well over 500 coaching students, and we've only got 175 seats at this event. And I can tell you guys that a lot of my coaching students are taking up my offer for the free event, the free ticket, which means the amount of availability to the general public is very small. I don't know if you know this, Paul, but all those free tickets I gave you, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're all gone already, dude, within like hours. I mean, you mailed like 3 hours ago to your list. And I gave Paul permission to give, you know, his best customers, 10 of his best customers got a free ticket to come to my event. And they all picked it. They all got them. So anyone else who wants to come that's on Paul's list, now you're paying the price to come to the admission. But here's the good news. For a limited amount of time, it's not going to be open for much longer, you guys. We are going to reduce the cost of the ticket to come to our event. It does have a fee. It's not a free event. I don't think there's any value in doing a free internet marketing conference because all it's going to do is bring a bunch of, you know, broke free people who just have a song and a prayer And, you know, I want to help those people, honestly. But you know what? It's not the right market I'm trying to attract. I'm trying to attract people who want prosperity. I want to attract people who are looking for ways to make money online. They're serious. They're business-minded. They've got resources in place so that they can invest into their own company, their own businesses, and accelerate their learning quicker. And get the resources from our speakers that's going to help them explode their businesses. That's what I did. It's what Paul did. It's what so many other people do when they go to these internet marketing seminars. And sometimes you've got to invest in yourself and in your business. If you don't have any money, it's going to be hard to do that. We're not going to turn anyone away. You know, we're obviously not going to turn anyone away. But you do have to invest in the conference. And the conference is $997. That's what the ticket costs to come to this event. But what we're going to do, and as I said earlier, for a limited time, we're going to keep this open, the early bird special, for a little bit longer. And it will expire very shortly. What's going to happen is you're going to get a $900 reduction if you order your ticket tonight. That's right. So tonight, if you go to this website, if you're watching or listening on the web and you're looking at the web replay right now, there's a little button there you can click on that's going to take you to the website where you can get your ticket. So click on that button if you're watching on the web right now, and click on the button to go to the Boost Seminar website where you can get your ticket and save $900. Again, do not wait to do this, because two things are going to happen. We're either going to raise the price to $997 in a couple weeks, or we're not going to have any tickets left, period, because they're all sold out. And
what happened to those that waited, you know, on my offer. It's already gone, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Paul's you said you got buyers on your list. You weren't kidding, man. They just went, boom, sapped it up and bought. I mean, you got people buying from all over the world coming to this thing, as a matter of fact. Yeah. So you got quite a diverse audience coming from, literally from all over the world coming here. We got orders from Singapore, orders from the Netherlands, orders from the UK, and of course people in Canada and United States. So this is an event for anybody who wants to learn how to accelerate their income using the internet marketing. It's for people who want to learn how to use internet marketing and the different skills, the different techniques, the different tools that internet marketers use to make money, build giant lists. It's for people who are just getting started in internet marketing. It's for people who've been doing internet marketing for several years and they feel like they've plateaued and they're not getting to the next level. We can get you to the next level. It's all about the relationships. It's all about the connections, the partnerships, the friendships. And if you don't have a lot of friends on the internet because all you do is hang out in a cold, dark office and just kind of surf the web anonymously, you know, and no one knows who you are, you don't interact and engage with people, that's a very lonely, miserable life, okay? Get out from the cage of your business and press the flesh. Give somebody a high five, a handshake, a hug, even a nice pat on the back, and embrace the human beings that make the internet a reality for everybody else, and have some fun together. So here's the website, you guys. It says you're going to go to the website. It's boostseminar.com/St. Paul. So it's boostseminar.com/STPAUL, because it's going to be in St. Paul, Minnesota, March the 19th to the 21st. It's a full three days, all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. You'll get details about booking your hotel room and getting your airplane, airfare, you know, if you're going to be traveling in or driving in. You'll find out all those details. They'll be emailed to you after you get your $97 ticket, because we're giving you guys a $900 discount if you take action tonight. Do not wait, because you will be stuck paying $997. Someone, or several people, I should say, are probably going to end up paying $997 because either they didn't hear about the conference early enough, or they just decided to wait to the last minute and they got stuck paying full price. So don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Any final comments, Paul, for anyone that you want to share here before we wind the call down?
Take action. I mean, $97, that's nothing compared to what most events charge, I got to say that. You know, the first event I went to, it was like $497 or something. And, I mean, you know, that was like a discounted rate. So, I mean, to get in at $97, now's your chance. And you saw how fast, you know, and I know Jeff's not fooling around. He is going to raise the price probably. So, I mean, you guys need to I would jump now, you know, because, I mean, as you saw, I mean, I had 10 action takers on my list, already took up those offers that I had. So, I mean, it's just one of those deals where you don't want to snooze and lose out. So,
That's right. Don't snooze and lose out on this, you guys. March 19th to 21st, make plans. Talk to your spouses, your business partners. Bring people with you if you want to. And tickets are so cheap, you can bring a whole group of people with you. Your whole office staff could come with you. And come in and hang out with us in St. Paul. We look forward to seeing you guys at the Boost Seminar 2010. Go to boostseminar.com/St. Paul, STPAUL. And on that website, you can watch a video. It's a 15-minute video I made explaining who's going to be coming, all the details of the conference, all the topics you're going to be talking about, and just a little bit of mindset mojo I'm doing there as well. And then there's a button there you can click on. It says Add to Cart. Click on that button. Take out your credit card or go get it if you got to go get it somewhere in your house. And then sit in front of your computer. Type everything in correctly. Make sure you put your city, state, zip in there correctly. If you're coming from overseas, make sure you fill in the order form correctly, because sometimes it's hard for the overseas people because some of the address stuff doesn't line up correctly. So make sure if you need help, we have a phone number on there you can call. We have an email address on there that you can email, and we will be here to assist you all in getting your plans made to come to Minnesota to the Boost Seminar, you guys. So on behalf of Paul Counts, this is Jeff Mills. I want to thank everybody for listening in for the last hour. I hope you enjoyed the content. I hope you're excited about what's coming up, and I hope to see you guys at the event. Have a good evening, everybody. God bless, and bye for now.